Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Dave. I'm your neighbor.
Yes?
What you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Hey, I was wondering, hello?
Roy!
Fuck.
Jermel! It's Roy.
I'm starting to think maybe I should stop asking people what they're doing before every single phone call. Call me crazy, but it kind of seems to totally fuck up the calls every once in a while. Anyway, hey, you're listening to Hobosode number 53. This one is sponsored by Lisa Marie. And today I'm calling people from a Rotary Club directory. This is a submission by someone named Arb. And I've called numbers out of this directory before. I've called about half of the numbers in this directory. But there's still half of them left, and I don't know what the fuck a Rotary Club is, so I'm not doing Rotary Club pranks. I'm just using this as a directory to call people on. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello? Are you there? Wes?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you forgot to say hello. It's Steve Dave. I'm your neighbor.
I say hello. Who is this?
It's Steve Dave. I live down the street from you. I just have a question. I was wondering, like, my son, he lost his Cub Scout book in your backyard and a compass. Like, do you know, have you guys happened to find that?
No.
Like, have you looked in your backyard lately?
And where do you think I live?
On McGregor? I live just nearby. This is Steve Dave.
I'm sorry. I'm on Bluetooth, and I'm in my car, and I'm really not understanding you too well.
Oh. Yeah, we were just in your backyard a few nights ago, and my son, I think he lost his Cub Scout book,
And who were you visiting? Who were you visiting at that time?
Well, no, we weren't visiting anyone. We were just camping. In your backyard.
Oh, you were.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, just one night, you know, it was like he had to earn a patch thing, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And, but he left, he lost his compass and his Cub Scout book.
Well, I can go, when I get home, I can look for it.
Okay, yeah, it's like right out there in the middle of the yard where we had the tent.
Yeah, well, it's strange I didn't see that tent when...
Oh, well, no, we were just there for one night. We packed it up in the morning and got out of there.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, I understand that. That's just surprising that I didn't see it.
What?
Because I live right there and have a porch and I didn't see it.
Ah, yeah. No, we were pretty quiet.
What night was this?
It was like, let's see, I think Sunday night. You'll notice,
Sunday
like...
Sunday night, no less.
Yeah, there's a burned patch in the lawn where we had the campfire going. And the compass would be right around there. Like, right around where the burnt grass...
I'm sorry, but I don't think I can help you.
Well, no, I... not gonna help me. Like, what about my son? My son needs his Cub Scout book. Is Cub Scouts even a thing still? I don't know how all this stuff works. I don't know the difference between a Boy Scout and a Cub Scout. Maybe I should just say Boy Scouts. That one was an idea from someone on YouTube. His name is My New Name on YouTube. And he says, I thought of a good one for you the other day whilst high, LOL. Instead of sex in backyard, say you and your son or something have been practicing the art of bushcraft and wild camping in their bushes/trees. Or just say you were on a camping trip and my son lost his compass, scout book, etc. And I think I want to try that one another time or two, because I can imagine someone not being too crazy about having a tent in their backyard that they didn't know about. Oh, they picked up and hung up. What a dick. I'm calling from a local number. Why don't they believe me? Hey.
Hello.
Why'd you hang up on me? It's Steve.
Oh, Steve who?
I live down the street from you. I'm on Wren.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I was just wondering, like, we lost something in your backyard. It was like a scout book of my son's and a compass.
Okay.
And
do you want to come get it? You're welcome to.
Well, did you see it back there by chance? We walked through earlier.
I haven't been outside in the backyard.
Okay. Yeah, it's been there since Sunday. And it's just, you know, it's his compass and stuff. And we were out there camping and just kind of forgot. I guess he dropped them or something as we were packing the tent up.
Well, you are certainly welcome to come look for it.
Well, I don't...
I mean,
Yeah, but, you know, there's a TV show that comes on in about 10 minutes. I don't really want to leave the house. I was just hoping... I mean, can
okay.
you just...
Okay, well, I haven't been out there, and I don't normally go back in the backyard, but, you know, whenever you want to, you come look for
it. Well, can you just look out the window? Do you see, like, the burnt spot?
I'm looking out the window, and I see nothing that looks like...
Do you see the part where we had the campfire? It's like a circle of burnt grass.
I don't, not in my backyard.
That's, I liked how you said that. It sounded very political.
I mean, I'm just, what I'm saying is, unless you came through the gate, you couldn't get in my backyard.
Oh, no, we dug under. He has like a shovel for the campfires to put out the campfires. We dug under.
Why were you digging under and coming in my backyard to campfire?
No, well, no, it wasn't about the campfire. We set up a tent and everything. He had to earn like a one of those patches for for Boy Scouts.
My point is, I have a pool in my backyard.
Yeah.
And beyond that, it's nothing but ivy and trees and snakes and stuff. So
yeah, it was like
can't see anything.
It was a real camping trip. We didn't use the pool though. He wanted to, and I'm like, nope, that's not ours. That would not. We got to respect our neighbors.
Okay, I mean, I'm not going out in the backyard down through all the mess to look for it, and you are certainly welcome to come get it if you think it's back here.
What mess are you talking about? I didn't think your backyard was that messy.
Well, there are lots of snakes out here. I don't go in my backyard except for to go to the pool. So.
Just bring a gun. Just go out there to look for the book and bring a gun with you.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you, if you would like to come out and get it, you're welcome to do that. Other than that, I can't help you.
You can't even just, like, do you see where we had the campfire, though?
No, I don't see where you had a campfire
okay.
in my backyard.
Well, we used the shovel and put dirt over it and spread it out, so
So I can't see that. All I see is my pool, a little bit of grass, and then a bunch of junk in the back.
Well, we're going to camp there again this coming Saturday, so maybe we'll just look around for it then.
That'll be fine, but you'll have to talk with my husband about camping in our backyard.
Oh, no, we already did it once. We're going to do it again. You guys, you don't even have to know about it. Just... You know,
that's fine.
We'll come after dark. They are going to be watching their backyard Saturday night, watching for those campers. Man, I thought this was just like a suburban area. I didn't know everyone like lived in the woods and had snakes and stuff in their yards. Damn it. Here, I'm going to put her address into Google Maps, see what kind of town this is. Oh, okay, so it's kind of a suburban area, but it's also a little bit spread out, and it's just surrounded by woods. So I guess the idea of someone camping in their yard isn't too crazy because they all have kind of large yards. I picked the wrong neighborhood for this, but I don't care. I'm just going to continue down the list. I mean, it's not like out in the country or anything exactly. It's still a neighborhood. It's just a little bit more spread out than you would think.
Hello.
Hi, Ruth.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Steve from down the street. You know, I'm the one in the red car.
The one in the red car.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I was just wondering, like, in your backyard, I think my son and I may have dropped a few things, like, just out there by the house. Like, it's like a Cub Scout book and his compass, because we were out there camping.
When were you out here camping?
Sunday night.
Are you sure you were at the
Yeah, on the drive.
You were here... Camping?
Yeah, just overnight. We were gone by sunrise because it was cold and we just didn't want to be there anymore. So we packed up. It's not a big deal.
Did we know about that?
Oh, no. We didn't want to bother you with it. We just went out there and put up a tent and had a little campfire overnight. But
where was this?
Just there in the backyard. But I think my son must have left his scout book behind and his compass.
Uh huh.
Because we can't find it anywhere. It must be in your backyard. Have you seen that?
No, the fella has He's mowed the lawn, and
we've watered,
and we haven't seen anything.
Do you think he took off with it, or do you think he, like, mowed it? And?
Oh, no, I don't think he would have taken off with it. He would have said something about it had he seen it.
Well, that's good.
What's your last name? Steve what?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
D-A-V-E, Dave's?
Yeah, I live over there on Red Oak Court, you know, just around the corner a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
But you didn't tell us you camped over here?
Nah, we didn't want to bother you with it. You know, it was just not a big...
You're on the property.
Well, yeah, but we just had a tent up and just a small campfire. We made sure it was all put out in the morning, shoveled it all up.
I didn't see any sign of a fire or anything else.
Well, yeah, we hid it all. We took a shovel, but you don't see the burnt patch of grass?
No.
Huh. Well, I guess we did a good job then.
Well, I don't understand this whole thing.
Oh, it's just it's for Boy Scouts. You know, he's like a Boy Scout.
I know it's for Boy Scouts, but why didn't you tell us you were going to do that?
We just walked around until we found a good camping spot, and it was right in your backyard.
Yeah, but you should have told us you were here.
Oh, we didn't want to come knocking on the door. And besides, you guys might have said no. You might have told us to get lost.
I'm not sure, but where did you camp?
Just right out there. I don't know. We couldn't have been more than like, you know, 40, 50 feet from the house. We could see the pool from where we were. It's just a little ways down from the pool.
We don't have a pool.
Don't the neighbors have a pool? Well, I don't know. We didn't get too close. It looks like a pool on Google Maps.
Well, there's a pool next door, but that's up the hill.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what
nowhere near us.
Well, no, we were closer to your house. We could just see the pool over there. That's what I meant. Totally.
Well, I guess I'm upset that you didn't tell us you're doing this.
Oh, well, you don't sound that upset.
Well, I don't know who you are in the first place.
This is Steve. I live just around the corner in the red car. I always wave at you guys. You never wave back, but, you know, I wave at you guys.
Well, I don't remember anybody waving at me in a red car.
Yeah. Well, you're like on the dead end, so it's not like I drive up there a whole lot.
Well.
Anyway, we're going to, since you're so bent on me asking, we're going to be camping there again Saturday night?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's cool. It's cool. We're already familiar with the campsite, the area.
Where, in our yard?
Yeah. Yeah, right there behind the house.
No, I don't think so. If you can't ask to do that, I don't think you can do that.
I just did. Can I camp there Saturday?
No.
Me and my son?
I don't know who you are.
Well, you said if I asked, you would let us. So I asked. It's not
well,
a big...
Well, and I'm afraid I'm going to say no, because I don't know. You should have asked before you did it the first time.
Oh, well, we won't have a campfire this time.
Well, I'm not sure I want you camping here.
Yeah, we'll just have the tent, or we'll just bring sleeping bags and sleep out under the stars.
No, I'm not on our property, I don't think so.
Well, you know, the people next door, they told us to get lost, and...
They what?
The people with the pool... Like, we were closer to them, and they told us to get lost. So we're like, okay, we'll just move up over to these people's house. And so it's not our fault that we had to be there.
Well, I don't know. I don't see any sign of a fire or anything else here.
Well, we put the fire out real good. We took a shovel and, you know, like you do with the campfire, like put the dirt over it and then...
Yeah, well, our yard isn't that way.
Planted grass. What do you mean not that way?
Well...
But
I don't see any sign of you camping here, and I'm upset that you didn't ask us if you were.
Well, do you see the compass?
I don't see any compass.
Oh,
no.
Well, I mean, it was my dad's compass. Like, don't just steal it, okay? Like, you know, we'll give you like $10 for it or something.
We don't have a compass.
What about the Cub Scout book? That's kind of hard to miss. That was big.
What is your telephone number?
It is 420-6969.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Did the next door neighbors talk to you?
Well, they not so much talked, but yelled. And we're like, okay, we'll pack up the tent. You hate Boy Scouts, we get it. And we just moved up over to your house.
Well, I don't think you should have moved on our house
without
permission.
Well,
Boy Scouts aren't supposed to do that. You're supposed to ask permission.
No, first of all, that's not in the book. It's not in the book.
I don't care if it's in the book or not.
It just tells us
it's somebody else's property.
But it just tells us how to camp. It just tells us how to put the tent up and
right on
set fires
other than somebody's property
safely. Yep, and the book does not tell us how to not lose our book, ironically enough, and our compass.
Yeah, I just really think this is a farce.
A farce?
Yeah, I think this is a farce.
What do you mean a farce? Why would this be a farce?
This is not true.
Why would I make up anything about my son and his Boy Scout stuff?
I have no clue why you'd do that.
That'd be weird.
That would be very weird and bad.
Well,
and you'd be lying if you're making it up.
Yeah, so don't call me a liar.
Boy Scout doesn't lie. So, no, I don't. If you camped here without our permission, you're trespassing, okay?
Yeah, well, you know what? He's not...
Okay, and we could have called on you.
Called what?
We could have called the police.
Oh, come on. The police, they'd just be like, oh, that's just a dad and a son sharing a nice moment with a campfire doing marshmallows. Like, you really think a cop's going to bother us if we're just sitting around a campfire?
I don't think you do this. I think this is a farce.
Well, I think you're a farce. Take that.
Okay. That's fine. DEASE is your name?
Maybe. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And where do you live?
Just around the corner. I'm the one with the red car, the Ford Escort. We're over on Red Oak.
I'm going to let you talk to my husband.
Oh, okay. Put Jimba on the phone. Oh, she's covering the thing. I can't hear.
Hello?
Jimb?
Yeah. This is Jim.
Oh, hey Jimb. This is Steve. I live over, around the corner on Red Oak. And I was just wondering if you guys may have found, my son and I were out there camping in your yard, and we lost his Boy Scout book and his compass. And it was like a really nice compass. It was gold and silver and been in the family for a long time.
Well, when did this occur?
I believe it was Sunday night. We camped out there Sunday night in your backyard.
How could that be?
We came out, after sunset, and we left before sunrise. It was cold out there. We just wanted to get out of there in the morning. It was freezing. Chilly night, Sunday night. But yeah, we just had
without talking to us.
Well, we don't want to...
Occupied our property.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call it occupied. We were just camping. We just had a tent and a campfire, that's all. It's not a big deal.
Well, I think it's a big deal. I'm sympathetic to Boy Scouts, and if you'd asked me, and we might have been able to work something out.
Yeah.
But this comes as a shock.
Well, it's
not. We've been working in the yard. I had a man in working all day yesterday.
Yeah. Do you think he stole my compass or my book, my son's book?
He wouldn't steal a thing.
Okay.
And if that's the way you affirm it. And he would have brought it to me if he had found it.
Well, that's just what he wants you to think. Probably. Hey, can you tell Ruth to be quiet, please? She's we're trying
to... What do you mean to be quiet?
Well, she keeps talking while you're on the phone. It's very rude of her. Just tell her, shush, honey, shush, please.
Well, I'm completely fed up with this conversation. So are you still there?
Yeah, we can't come and camp then on Saturday night because we have to do one more night of camping so you can get the patch. Can we just come on Saturday?
What troop are you in?
307.
Where is 307 chartered?
Yeah, it's like the middle school. I don't know.
What middle school?
Well, the one that my son goes to. I'm not going to tell you which middle school he goes to. That's weird. Why would you need to know that?
I happen to be a chartering organization for a troop, okay?
Oh.
And I know that when you do any camping, even comparable to what you just described to me, there has to be a permit submitted.
Well, not for in someone's yard. It's fine. Probably.
It's fine if you get their permission.
Yeah.
And they know you're going to be there.
Yeah, so is it cool if we come
and
there?
That their insurance might be in jeopardy. And
oh, you're just being paranoid. We're not going to break anything.
Am I being paranoid? I'm not being paranoid. I think I'm being practical and wondering about the truth of this story.
Well, what do you mean the truth of the story? Why would I make any of this up? That'd be weird.
Have you come around and knocked on our door and talked to us about it?
Well, no, it was dark out. I didn't want to bother you guys. We were just out there, just innocent camping, you know? Not a big deal.
How do you know it was our property?
Well, it was right by the house.
What house?
Your house. Just in the back.
When? In the back?
In the backyard. Yeah, in the backyard, Sunday night.
The backyard goes down a big hill. It's covered with brush and azaleas and other things like that.
Yeah, it made it challenging. It was like more of a, you know, we had to clear a little patch out and put up the tent, kill a few snakes.
You're from a troop 301.
I think 301.
It was chartered by a junior high school.
Yeah, well, middle.
You won't tell me which one.
Well, it's a little weird that you're wanting to know where my son goes to middle school. I mean, what are you, some kind of creep?
Well, that's what I'm thinking about you.
What?
Yes, right.
What do you mean? I'm not no creep.
Well,
I'm just a guy camping with his son.
You crept into our property, used it without our permission, and you're calling me names like creep.
Well, you're asking where my son goes to middle school. That's weird.
Yeah, I'd like to find out if you're legitimate.
Well, it doesn't.
Which I don't think that's true because
I. You know what I think? I think you guys found my compass and you're just keeping it for yourself. You're gonna like give it to a pawn shop or something.
Oh boy, that's all I need is a Boy Scout compass. I've been a Boy Scout since I was 11 years old, and I'm 88 right now.
Yeah, but this is a nice compass. It's gold and silver, and it's been in the family for a long time. You could probably get a good $20 at a pawn shop for it. It's also got like a red light and a green light on it. It flips up. We call it the Omni.
What's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID.
And we you're not going to give me your phone number.
It's got a globe. We spin it. Well, it's
and
on
yet you expect me to go wandering around my property to find out if you left anything down here.
It's fine. We'll just come over there and poke around ourselves, I guess. We'll find it. Like, we were going to come
when
there.
When are you coming?
Well, we were going to come Saturday night and camp again.
No, you're not.
Well, no, I asked your wife, so it's okay.
No, you...
I did too.
She did not forgive you permission.
No, she gave me permission. She's like, yep, that's fine. Just since you asked this time, it's okay. And I'm like, thanks, Ruth.
Well, she didn't ask me, and I'm not going to let you do it.
She's the one that wears the pants.
Yes.
In the family, Ruth is, so she doesn't have to ask you. What are you, her dad?
I'm her husband. And this is so fishy that without our being here and overseeing whatever you do.
Well, that'd be weird. We don't want anyone out there, like, creeping around, watching us camp.
I don't want anybody creeping around and doing things on our property
well, we
that could light a fire and start all course of things. No, we're not going to do that.
Okay, well, we don't have to do a fire this weekend. We'll just do the camping.
You don't have to even come this weekend.
Well, we don't have to. We just want to. You know, like, we won't do a campfire this time. We'll just do a tent. Or we'll just
won't do anything.
Or we'll just do sleeping bags. How about no tent?
You'll never come on the property again, okay?
Well, maybe we could do your neighbors this time. Because we already went to your neighbors on the left side. Maybe on the right side, they'd be more accommodating. Maybe they'd be nicer. So yeah, we won't come over, I guess. I suppose. We'll just go on someone else's yard. The you know, nicer people.
Why don't you go to where there is proper camping ground and get a permit?
Well, I can't get a permit because I'm a felon.
Well, you're really assuring me now the truth of your story.
Well, it's not my fault I'm a felon. My lawyer screwed me.
You will not give me a phone number, right?
Well, I'm just saying it's on your caller ID. Just look at your phone and it's right there. You already have my phone number. And also, I gave it to Ruth already.
882-0785, right?
Yep. That's the one, maybe.
What is this 97, 05, and 11?
What? No. Oh, I think you're scrolling you're scrolling the wrong way. Scroll the other way on it. It's the one that ends with 6969.
It's a farce.
Tell her she's a farce.
This is really silly.
It certainly is.
Like that song.
Well, look, I'm busy trying to work out some finances here.
Okay. Well, Kay, can you tell Ruth to be quiet real quick?
No, I won't.
Oh, well, okay. She was just yammering on in the background. I just, you know, very rude.
What troop, you said 301, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And it meets at a junior high school that you won't tell me which one.
Yeah. Tell Ruth that she's a farce. Tell her, say, Ruth, your face is a farce. That'll shut her up.
I'm going to hang up on you right now.
You better not. Please don't. Ah, there he goes. Okay, well, they were a lot of fun. Good old Ruth and Jim. And holy crap, I think they took up half of my show. That was a really long call, wasn't it? I guess I'll find out once I finish editing, but it seems like that one went on forever. Crap, this might be a long hobosode. Maybe I should just turn this into a regular show. But then everybody would just bitch at me. They'd be like, you only made 3 phone calls and the rest were voicemails. That's what you guys would be like. So no, I'll just leave this as a hobosode. But I think it's time to end this one. Thank you, Mr. My New Name from YouTube, for the idea. Thank you, Arb, for the Rotary Club member directory. I can't remember what I used that directory on last, but I went through half of it, and I know it was recent. Also, thank you, Lisa Marie, for sponsoring Hobosode 53. And thank you, all you other people that have been supporting the show, like Greg T. and Stan Trucker. And wait, you know what? I'm going to use my new voice changer thing to thank a bunch of people here who've been supporting the show forever, such as Greg T., Stan Trucker. Wow, that's annoying. Scott, Andrew, Don Farquimi. Okay, I don't think I can do this. Mike K, Rhapsody Man 2000, FOD87. By the way, I'm reading stuff.
Let me turn that effect off. Here, I'll go to this one instead. These are people from February of 2017 that I never got around to reading as a sponsor that month.
Such as King E, Rob Zombie, Stark, High School Graduate, Andy, Jamie F, Matt Z, Default C, Robert S, Jason B, Meadle, Metal, whatever, Gobi, CNC Wizard, Sean L, Miguel F, Worsty, My First Broom, James S4, Ty A, Buster C, Honey Baby, Julian Jacobs, Todd L, Randall Thor, Lude X Factor, Pat B, Xander Fett, Philip B, Elky, Nicholas W, Tony, Kuraz, Trevor M, Chris and Sarah, Malt E, and Bobo Bob, the Hobo Bob. Thanks all of you for supporting the show. You know, I'm not too sure about this whole voice changer thing that I've got here. Like, it seems, I mean, I know it's geared more toward musicians, you know, people that actually put music together. This is a Roland VT3, and it does some cool things, like scatter effect. I don't know what I could use that for.
Pretty cool. But really, I mean, it was kind of an expensive...
Shit.
Dude, I'm trying to turn it off, and it doesn't do a whole lot. Like, I thought it would do the, you know, the science.
It doesn't do that kind of an echo, or at least I haven't figured out how to yet. Maybe I should read the manual on this thing. Yeah, maybe I'll just do that. But I'm thinking maybe of, you know, getting rid of this thing, returning it to Amazon and trying out something different, because this thing is pretty pricey for something that I feel like I'm not really going to use that much. Here, let me see. Where's the robot effect? I think that's in a preset.
Oh, there we go. Intergalactic planetary.
Yeah, that's pretty lame. So I don't know. Does anyone have any recommendations besides this Roland VT3 thing that I got? I know I could just do this through software on my laptop or something, but I have a shitty old hobo laptop. I don't think it can even handle that kind of craziness. I mean, I've done it before, but it really eats up all the memory and everything. Makes everything slow down and stuff. Okay, anyway, the show is over. The hobo soda's over. Bye, everyone. I'm going to end this show with a song by, what's that guy's name? Per Gazelle? That's it. That's probably not how you pronounce it. But this is a song that inspired the background music for the show, which was inspired by that last call with what he said about the whole thing was just silly, really. Here's Per Gazelle, or Gazelli, or whatever. I don't know. This is silly, really.
You better get up and leave the neighbors singing. You better get up before you break some major law. You're taking a walk in a distance screaming. Or is it just the tires of a car? You know you've been through this before. She knocked on your door. She knocked on the door. Come to think about it, silly. Really, when you're thinking about it, even less you seem to know. Come to think about it, silly. Really, when you fumble about it, even less you seem to know. It's so silly. Hey. It's all a mistake unless I'm much mistaken. You gotta get up and get the girl out of your hair. She's moving right into your bed. Right into your bed. Right into your bed. Come to think about it, silly. Really when you're thinking about it, even less you seem to know. Come to think about it, silly. Really when you fumble about it, even less you seem to know.
Not in my backyard.